wants our feet, where he wants our attention. And, you know, if we acknowledge him, he'll show us this path here. And, you know, I just had to think where I put my thoughts and trust, that's going to determine what kind of path or what course my life is going to take. And in Proverbs 16, verse 3, it says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." So I can start off by committing my works to the Lord, and then he'll give me thoughts to acknowledge his ways. And then he'll establish my way. And then I had to think with, you know, directing our path, we can plan and we can plot and what we want to do, where we want to go. But if we trust the Lord, he already knows where he wants us. He knows where he wants us to go, where he wants to send us. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." So, you know, the Lord already knows. He can see through our actions. He can direct our steps, and he can get us on the path that he wants us to. Proverbs 16:17, "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul." Talking about a highway. So if we're upright, we are to depart from evil. We can acknowledge him by realizing evil is no part of his plan, and we can step on that highway that leads away from evil. And then Psalms 119, verse 105 is a very familiar passage. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So his word directs us onto the path, and it shines as a light where we're going. Psalms 25:10, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony." So if we're on the Lord's path, if we are on the path that he wants us to, there's mercy and truth there. There's forgiveness there. Psalms 32:8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the ways which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes." Once again, just a comforting verse saying that the Lord will guide us if we choose his path. And just had to think, you know, there's a couple warnings in the Bible, too, about the wrong path. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereat." Verse 14, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be that find it." So there's few people that seek this path, few people that search to acknowledge his ways to find that path. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." So, you know, from ourselves, from within ourselves, we can't find this path here. It's through the Lord's help, through the Lord's strength, that we find this path here. And, you know, along with that there, I know we all heard the phrase, the path of least resistance. And, you know, the thought I had out of this here was, God's path or God's plan is not always the path of least resistance. You know, sometimes the way we think we should go looks simple, it looks plain, but I think we need to approach God about everything that we want to do, ask him for his guidance, his plan, his direction, and, you know, let God lead our steps. And sometimes that path gets pretty rocky and steep sometimes. It can be pretty rough. But the Lord refines us through that there. He directs us through, and, you know, he doesn't promise us an easy road, an easy path. He promises us salvation and mercy at the end of our life, but he doesn't promise us an easy road. And so You know, sometimes that road is pretty easy. There's times when the path is pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But there's times when that path can get pretty rocky. And God wants us in His plan, acknowledging His ways. And then just one last thought. You know, David, a man after God's own heart, I found an interesting passage in Psalms here that he wrote. It's Psalms chapter 25, and I'm just going to read that. And he wrote, it's a prayer for guidance. And 25 verse 1, it says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the ways that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let mine integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." So David realized that the path of the Lord is just, it is upright. There's mercy and truth on this path here. And he was seeking this path. And I think that's a challenge to me, is to seek this path, acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. So that's all I had. Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for this day. Thank you for letting us come together to worship you. And I just pray that you would guide and direct our thoughts, Lord. May we seek your way, your truth. Help us to plant our feet on your path, Lord. Help our steps to follow your steps, Lord. Thank you for your word and your truth. And I just pray, Lord, that what we would glean from here today, we can grow from through life. In Jesus' name.